My aquarium light wouldn't turn on, even though it worked last night. Then I saw it came unplugged. Ugh.
It won't work if it's not connected to the power, just like Christians should be connected to God. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today. Have you ever tried using a tablet or phone after the batteries died? It doesn't work so well, does it? If you don't plug it into a power source, you can't do anything with it. Well, Christians have a power source too. It's God. Only by plugging into Jesus can we shine for Him. Just listen to John 8:12. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now for our story. It's entitled, Plugging In. "Mom, my aquarium light is broken." Natalie tapped the top of her fish tank. "I guess my new guppy is going to be stuck in the dark." Mom set her coffee cup on the counter. "But that tank is brand new. It can't be broken." "It just won't turn on." Natalie clicked the light switch attached to the aquarium cord. "Let me see." Mom checked under the aquarium. "It's plugged into the wall." "Maybe the light bulb burned out," Natalie shrugged. Mom shook her head. "It's an LED light. They're supposed to last a long time." "When was the last time it worked?" "Last night." Natalie clicked the cord switch again. "See, it doesn't work." "Wait a minute," Mom grinned. "The cord is plugged into the wall, but is it plugged into the aquarium?" No. Natalie found the plug had detached from the light. "It must have wiggled loose when I fed Shimmer his dinner." "Plug it in and try again," said Mom. The light clicked on and Shimmer swished across the fish tank expecting to be fed. "That's it," Natalie laughed. "It wasn't plugged in." "You know, people need to be plugged in too." "What do you mean, Mom?" "A life without Jesus is a life spent in the dark. But when we turn to Him for our forgiveness of sins and trust Him as our Savior, it's like a light turns on in our mind and heart. We finally know who God is and we become connected to Him." "Just like clicking on a light switch?" "That's right, Natalie. But we need to be plugged in or we'll be stuck in the dark." "How?" "When we trust in Jesus, He gives us the Holy Spirit who lives in us as proof that we belong to God. He connects us to Jesus and shines His light in our lives." Mom placed a hand on Natalie's shoulder. "Would you like to trust in Jesus, Natalie? I can pray with you if you want." Natalie watched Shimmer glide by in his tank and nodded. "Sure, Mom. I don't want to live in the dark." So how about you? Have you trusted Jesus to forgive your sins and give you His light? If we aren't connected to Jesus, we're living in the darkness. When we trust Him as our Savior, the Holy Spirit brings to light who God is and connects us to Him. He helps us walk in the light of Jesus by guiding us in God's truth and helping us show His love to others. Do you have the light of Jesus in your life? If not, why not trust Him today? To learn more about trusting Jesus, just get your mom or dad's permission first, then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
And our key thought for today, be connected to Jesus. If you want an easy way to make Keys for Kids a part of your everyday, you can listen on Amazon Alexa. Tune in wherever you have an Echo device, like at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.